what's that of Shkola Mishnah Vav? A person who's Matish Nechokos. Matish Nechokos. A person says that all my Nechokos should be Hepish for Bedek Abayis, for use for the Beit HaMikdash building and needs. Vahoya Behem and Vahoya Behem and Vahoya Behem and there were things that could have be brought as a Korban Tziva. So, even though normally we say that if you makdish something in for Bedek Abayis, if it's a Korban that could be brought as a Korban, she brought it as a Korban. But here that he explicitly said it's for Bedek Abayis, his Tana holds that he knows no le'umim b'tzchorim. He should give it to the people who work in the Beit HaMikdash for their wages, and then by doing so it will be machal of them, because if you take something from Hektish and you transfer it for here the case of the malacha that was necessary, the behemoths become lose their kedusha. Yeah, that's the real Akiva. The previous mission with the Kataris, we took it not hold that way, because you couldn't do Machal the Kataris directly on the wages that were owed to the Umdin. But the Akiva holds that if you have to show somebody money and they take somebody has Kaddush that they can buy and they give it to him, then so we'll lose his Kaddush. Amalim ben Azay, Eidim ben Amiga, this is not the proper thing to do. But he holds it cannot be machalo kedusha on the fact that money is owed to this person for wages. El mafishin mehem chaumin, that they take money and they say this is going to be the chaumin, like we saw in the previous mission of the Ketoyin. Machalo leitim ala mois chaumin, and then when machalo the behemoth have kedusha on the money that belongs to is owed to the umdin, and this money is not Kodesh yet. And afterwards, we give this money to the Umim for the wages of Chodesh and Lokim Oysam and Shum Chodesh, and then we buy. Oysam Oysam means that we give these animals to the Umim as the wages. The animals don't have Kodesh anymore. And then we buy them back. From the new coins that were collected. The kids of the machlokes over here is you have some hektish that you want to be machalel, can you machalel in exchange for wages? Or no, you have to machalel on coins. And therefore, if you hold like the second opinion, which is Benazi's opinion over here, you have to first machalel on coins, and then if you want eventually to machlokes this again, you give this to the umlem and then you buy back with hektish money, and you will now remaptish these behemoths with the new coins.